is Judith Pellegrino. Welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. This episode shares another challenge I have as an adult that is rooted in academic neglect and public humiliation in childhood. I share intimately my healing process. This morning, I awoke on time. I felt reasonably well in spite of being woken up in the middle of an unsettling dream. I said my prayers as usual. I set my intentions for the day. I started to feel a little negative energy inside me as I surrendered my thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, behaviors, and actions to my Creator. I wondered where this negative energy was coming from and what it was trying to tell me. I remembered how last night I set a goal in a goals group I was just asked to join last week. My goal for this week is to use one of my new presser feet for my brother's sewing machine that I got for my birthday back in May. This one I can actually use to embroider. I've been meaning to try this for the past month, but I haven't. This thought got the healing ball rolling. I remembered how my wounded inner child was not taught how to do crafts with patience, how things she wanted to try to create were literally taken out of her hands by well-meaning, impatient, perfectionistic parents, and how this contributed to her erroneous belief that she was stupid. I started using the emotional freedom technique again because I'm familiar with my wounded inner child's triggers. I knew what I needed to say as I tapped from my head to my core in front of the mirror. I said, "Even though I'm afraid to learn new things, I fully and completely love, honor, accept, and respect myself." The tears poured out of my eyes, down my cheeks, down my neck and chest. This process lasted for a few minutes. As I dried my tears, I felt the negative energy shift. My adult was back in charge, so I went happily about with the rest of my day. After accomplishing a lot today, I noticed I felt some negative energy again. I took a break. I fed my beagle and let him go outside. I hung some laundry down the basement while I waited for my pooch to bark to let me know he wanted to come back inside. As I folded some fraying towels, I remembered that I wanted to sew their sides to make them look like new. I told my inner child that we do not have to let anyone else see what our sewing attempts look like. Just then, as I reached deep into the washer's tub for the last piece of laundry, I heard a little girl's voice. I felt her cries echoing off the side of the wash tub. She said, "We can't let anyone see it." She said it over and over. I witnessed my adult body go limp as my inner child hung into the washer. I felt concerned for her. I told her, "We don't have to let anyone see what we do. It's okay." I told her we can take our time learning. Her tears dripped down my face as we finished hanging my casual work clothes together. As I walked my dog back upstairs, I felt her warm tears wet my adult's eyes and finally stop. My adult needs to have patience with my academically neglected, emotionally abused inner child's learning process. My adult would love to learn how to sew, to make her own clothes, to paint t-shirts, to embroider. My inner child loves color, glitter, t-shirt painting, embroidery, and jewelry. However, she blocks me from investing time and energy into learning how to do these things. She enjoys learning off of YouTube. She wants to learn in private to avoid public humiliation. My adult has a lot of reframing and encouraging to do. She needs to have more patience with her wounded inner child than her parents had with her. She needs to find ways to learn that are fun and interesting to her inner child. She needs to keep her own and her wounded inner child's expectations to a minimum. She needs to celebrate their efforts instead of the outcome. This approach has been helpful so far. Thank you for listening.